Antonio, what are you writing?
A poem. The Nantucket Tourism Board is putting together a booklet written by local poets.
I don't know you wrote poetry.
I don't, but the best poem gets $100, so I figure what the hey.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Okay. It's called Waiting for a Fair. Waiting for a fair. Here comes one now. Oh, he looks like he wants to go someplace far. What? You just want directions to the lighthouse? It's right there, you stinking little tourist. What are you, blind? Hey, you're gonna lose that finger, pal. Get in, I'll drive you into the cold, dark ocean. Waiting for a fare. So what do you think?
Well, Antonio, that was very nice. But don't you think maybe the tourism board would want something a little more upbeat?
Oh, no problem. And come back soon.
Here you go, Antonio. You can't watch a Red Sox game without a hot dog.
Oh, thank you, Helen.
Ooh, fries.
The game's about to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, to sing the national anthem, please welcome popular rap recording artists Ice Tray and the Cold Boy.
Ooh,
here we go.
Yo, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail and the twilight grass gleaming?
What is he doing to the national anthem?
He's rapping, Roy.
I can't believe people try and pass this stuff off as music. It's an abomination. It's an affront to real musicians everywhere.
And it's got a snappy little beat to it, too.
What kind of name is Ice Tray, anyway?
Tray. I think it's French.
Is this Ice Tray the one who's in the Boys in the Hood?
Oh, no, that's Ice Cube.
Then who sang the song about the Ninja Turtle?
That was Vanilla Ice.
Wait, isn't Ice Cube the basketball player?
No, no, that's Ice T.
No, that's the Ice Man.
I wonder if Ice T is related to Mr. T.
I wonder if Mr. T is related to Mr. Coffee.
I wonder if your mother's related to your father. The point is, that song was written with respect, and that's how it should be sung, for God's sake. Even I could sing it better than that dope.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah, really.
So, you mean to say, you could sing the national anthem?
You bet I could.
Really, in front of all those people?
Damn straight.
Uh-huh.
When the community players needed a lead for their production, A Man of La Mancha, who do you think they called?
Rudy, down at the scrapyard.
All right, but when he had artistic differences with the director, they called me. And I went out there and sang every night in front of all those people. I was fantastic. 14 nights straight, I packed them in.
Talking about the audience or those Toreador pants you had to wear during the second act?
Look, I think this fine is totally unjustified, and I don't see why I should have to pay it. For one thing, I know that my assistant files those reports every single day, and for another thing, what? She didn't? Are you sure? All right, let me get back to you. Damn it! Hey, can I see you for a second?
Oh, certainly, Joe.
Have a seat. So, how are you today?
Fine.
Oh, Faye, something happened today. Something you did. Something, well, it isn't good.
Well, whatever it is, just tell me.
Okay, well, what happened is really sort of infuriating.
Well, you don't seem infuriated, but if you are, go ahead and let me have it with both barrels.
Okay, I just got off the phone with the FAA. Now, you remember those service difficulty reports, the ones I told you must be filed every day? Well, you missed three already this month, Faye, and thanks to your carelessness, the FAA is fining me $500. Where am I going to get $500, Faye? Hey,
Jenny.
I tried so hard.
I didn't mean to make you.
Sometimes I forget.
Just because the. I know.
All my responsibilities.
I know.
There.
Look, Faye, let's just forget that I even mentioned this, okay?
I'm glad you unburdened yourself.
You're gonna be all right?
Oh, yes. I'll just go out to the fuel shed and compose myself. I just hope you feel better.
Hey, Roy, it's all set.
What are you talking about, Hackett?
Well, you know, what you were talking about before, about singing the national anthem. I just got off the phone. The Red Sox are expecting on Thursday.
Really,
my college roommate works in the PR department. He set it up. So I can tell them you're going to make it, right?
Will you get serious?
Wait a second, Roy. You just got through telling us what a great voice you have.
You weren't lying about that, were you, Roy?
I was just making a point, Hackett. Besides, I'm way too busy.
Forgot!
Don't be childish. You can't really expect me to... I can't go running off to... I was just saying...
Don't we have some kind of barnyard thing going here?
So, Roy, in other words, all that talk about singing the national anthem was just a bunch of hot air. Yeah. As usual, right?
As per usual, Roy, there.
You guys think I'm scared, huh? Well, I'm going to show you how scared I am. You go ahead. You call your friend and set it up. And while you slack asses are sitting around here on your thumbs, I'm going to be showing you how the Star Spangled Banner's supposed to be sung.
I can't believe you got him to do it.
Someday I must learn to use my powers for good, not just evil.
Okay, everybody, Thursday night anthem party right here on me.
Okay. And Brian, might I say you do an excellent rendition of a chicken. Of course, no one could top my Aunt Frida. Why, whenever she'd get up from her chair, you'd check for eggs. Found one once.
Joe, if you have a minute, I just want to talk to you about what happened between us the other day.
Oh, good, baby, because I feel really bad about the way we left things.
Oh, I can't believe the way I reacted.
Oh, well, you know, emotions run high.
Oh, it was really silly, wasn't it?
It sure was. Well, at least we're laughing about it.
Well, and I want you to know something.
What?
I forgive you.
Forgive me? For what?
For making me cry.
I don't mean to split hairs, Faye, but I didn't exactly make you cry. I mean, you made me tell you something that I really didn't want to. And, well, to be honest, it really started when you made that bonehead mistake that cost me $500.
Bonehead mistake?
Well, yeah, that's what it was. It was a silly...
Hey, pregame's over, everybody. Roy's almost gone.
I'm so excited. I've never known anyone who's been on TV before, except for my cousin Angelo.
Is he some kind of celebrity in Italy?
No, he was videotaped robbing a convenience store.
Yep. Recording of this once-in-a-lifetime occasion is going to make the perfect Christmas gift for Roy. Right about now, the old VCR at home is electronically turning itself on and switching to channel 11.
Well, the game's on channel 13.
Oh. Well, that's okay. I think I forgot to put a tape in anyway.
Did I miss it? Did I?
No, save your seat.
Thank you.
Wow. You made great time for my aunts.
Yeah.
You did wait for all the passengers, didn't you? Passengers.
Look at the driving Roy out onto the field.
You know, usually the good thing about Roy not being here is he's not here. But now he's not here, and he is still here.
Ah, now there's one for the philosophers. That's sort of like, if I were to drink soda out of this coffee cup, could I still, in fact, call it a coffee cup? Whoa, is anyone else freaking out right now?
All right, yeah, look at him.
Where our national anthem will be sung by Nantucket resident, Mr. Roy Buggins.
Buggins.
He'll leave it to Roy to come up with a catchy stage name.
God, he fainted.
Play ball!
Well, well, well. It's 4 o'clock, and look who decided to show his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you on TV last night, Roy. Done real good. I've seen the national anthem done a lot, but you were flat out the best of it.
Just shut up. I got hit with a flu bug.
Oh.
I got a little lightheaded.
Are you sure it was not something you ate? You seem to be choking out there.
It could happen to anybody. If I had another chance, I could knock him dead.
Well, you know what? I bet you if I told my friend what happened, they'd let you sing it again.
I hear there's an opening on Smelling Salts night.
Fine. If your lives are so boring that this is all you've got to talk about, fine. Go ahead. I can take the heat.
Well, I hope so, Roy, because you're on television again.
What?
Last night at Fenway, the Red Sox game was delayed by a blackout. Power shortage? No, I'm talking about the guy that came to sing the national anthem. Say hello to Roy Blackout Buggins.
It's Biggins, you jerk!
After he hit the deck, Buggins was carted off the field like freshly killed game. Nice form, Roy. Speaking of nice form, let's take a look at some sparkling defensive play from around the world of baseball. Ah, here's a gem. Routine grounder. Easy out, right? Wrong. What do you think of that, Roy?
I thought Bush throwing up on the Japanese was funny.
And here's a close play. Too close to call. You make the call, Roy. Out, safe. He's out.
This is outrageous. I'm gonna sue his pants off. He can't do that.
Oh, yes, he can. You remember when that Bruins fan fell headfirst onto the ice?
That wasn't half as funny, and they used that clip for months.
And he got so sick of everybody kidding him all the time that he lost his job, his wife left him, and finally he had to just move out of state.
Hint, hint.
Well, that is not going to happen to me. And you want to know why?
Because your wife already left you?
No, because I'm going to show that sportscaster. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show the whole world that I can do it. It's the only way I'll ever get this monkey off my back. Mark my words. Oh, Roy Biggins will sing again.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Night, Faye.
Night. If you're finished with that, could I have it? I'm recycling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all for helping out the environment.
Oh, well, there's that, but I'm doing it for the money. I can get 5 cents a piece down at the market. It's all part of my plan to pay you back for the FAA fine.
Faye, you don't have to pay me back.
Oh, no. I'm glad to do it. I figure a can here, a stamp steamed off an envelope there. I should have your money back to you in no time.
Faye, I wish I...
Oh, 2 liters. My lucky day.
Ellen, not so fast. I need to talk to you.
Oh, what is it, Roy? I'm kind of in a hurry.
I just got off the phone with the Red Sox. They said I could sing again next Thursday night if I want to.
Oh, great. Have a good time.
Okay, Helen. It wasn't the flu that made me faint last night. It was worrying about hitting that high note. You know, or the land of the free. I just can't get to it. If I faint again, I'm going to be a laughing stock the rest of my life.
Well, it's gotten you this far. I'd go with it.
Oh, damn it, Helen. All I need is help hitting that one note. You went to music school. You're bound to know some kind of trick. You've got to help me.
No, I don't, Roy.
What if I buy lunch from you every day next month?
You do that anyway.
I'll leave my office.
Deal, same.
Okay, here goes. For the land of the free.
That's your problem, Roy. You gotta sing from your diaphragm.
Okay? I don't know what you're talking about. Show me.
Oh, I gotta get a life. All right, turn around. Ugh. Okay, try it again.
For the land of the free. Oh, God, oh, yes. I got there, Helen. Again. Oh, that was unbelievable. And after all this time of not being able to do it myself.
Don't worry, didn't see a thing. Roy, you old dog, you finally got her. Now I'm more than a little disappointed in you.
Oh, yeah, these are great seats, Brian. Any further out in left field, we'd be sitting in Lansdowne Street.
Okay, if we wanted to see the game, we could have watched it on television, but we're here to see Roy make an ass of himself. By my calculations, he should be hitting the ground right about there.
Wow, these are great seats.
Helen,
you promised. Why is it every time we go to a ball game, you turn into the fan from hell?
I still regret taking him to that golf tournament. I'm starving. What do you say? Fenway Franks all the way around?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Not for me, thanks. I brought a jelly sandwich.
Oh, Faye, you can't go to a ball game and not have a hot dog.
Well, those of us who are watching our pennies can't afford the luxury of treats.
For God's sake, Faye, I'll pay for it.
Oh, I wouldn't want to owe you any more money than I already do.
I don't understand. You're not a player. Why do you wear a glove?
Well, Antonio, at some point in the game or during batting practice like now, they could just knock one up here. It's a long shot, but if you can go home with a genuine Major League Baseball, well, you've got yourself one of the greatest souvenirs there is. Never have gotten one. Maybe today.
Hey, Fenway Franks.
Hey, popcorn here, please.
I get it. Whatever they are selling, that's what you yell out.
Yes, just about it.
Hey, big spongy index finger.
Hey, terrible! You swing like a rusty gay!
Helen, the man is holding a bat.
Hey, you guys want a beer?
Yeah.
Please, Joe, allow me. Hey, beer! I love this.
Okay, would you like a beer?
No, thank you. If I get thirsty, I'll just walk 23 sections over to the lukewarm water fountain outside the smelly men's bathroom.
Tell me when you're going, would you?
That is it. You are not paying me back. If you do, I'm going to throw it away, and you're not going to jelly sandwich. You are having hot dog and a beer like a normal person. I can see this was all my fault. I never should have pointed out a mistake. I'm sorry that I did it. I'm sorry I made you cry. I'm sorry.
Now, was that so hard? Well, now that I have a little extra money, I'll leave all by myself a souvenir.
Oh, allow me. Antonio, give Faye the finger.
Rise and direct your attention to center field for our national anthem. Let's welcome back a brave trooper, Mr. Ray Biggins.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Isn't Roy supposed to have fainted by now?
Doesn't stink.
He does not stink. We flew all the way to Boston to see him stink, and he doesn't.
You know, you count on people to come through, and they just break your heart.
There's still a chance, isn't there?
Joe, ever the optimist.
Just wait a minute. He hasn't hit the high note yet. Mm. He'll be sucking side any minute now.
I can't hear you.
His microphone cut out.
It almost looked like he did hit that high note.
Listen, don't make it worse than it already is. I was counting on Roy to totally humiliate himself.
Excuse me.
Wait. There's still hope.
Thank you, Ray Biggins.
It's Roy. Roy Biggins. And I'm not done yet.
Oh, there is a God.
I had a little trouble with the mic, but I did hit that high note. So I'd like to prove it to you by taking it again from the top. Oh, say, can you see? The dawn's early
once
light.
Again, a special thank you to Ray Biggins.
And the rocket's red glare.
Watch it! Whoa! You see what that security guard just did to him?
Oh, yeah, you ought to be able to hit that high note now, huh?
If we told you that this next episode of The Cosby Show does not feature adults acting childish, we'd be liars and run the risk of our pants being on fire. And frankly, that's a risk we'd rather not take. Stay tuned.